Good evening. This is Melvin Thornhill.
And this is Robin Thornhill.
Welcome to Destiny New Image Ministries podcast.
Welcome. Tonight, Melvin discusses Vision 2020 Vision Image 2.0. Sometimes we think of vision as a concept and idea, but often we forget that vision is also a direction. So enjoy tonight as Melvin covers Vision 2020 Vision, that is, Image 2.0.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know?
This is Melvin, and this is our first podcast in 2020. Tonight's podcast is episode 33 in our Image series. Our theme for this episode is entitled 2020 Vision Image 2.0. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for life. We thank you for being able to see another year. Father, be with us this evening. Open our eyes that we may see clearly in 2020 the vision that you have for us. For where there is clarity of vision, there will also be acceleration towards my destination. These things we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Briefly, let me define my topic tonight. What is 2020 vision? 2020 vision is perfect vision, clear vision. It's the kind of vision that God has, perfect vision. Vision of the future, for his thoughts and desires toward us are good and to bring us to our expected end. God is for us. He wants us to have the very best in 2020. 2020 vision is what we're seeking, and that is my objective this evening. I want to elevate your vision to the point that you can see clearly everything that God has for you. Let me open up this topic tonight by reading a passage from the book of Revelation. Turn with me, if you will, to Revelation 3:8. It says, "Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it." Now listen again. God says, "Behold," or the better interpretation is, "See, understand, or to perceive. I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it." I read it again. "See, I have set before you an open door. No man can shut it. No man has restraints of any kind to stop you from getting into your future of what God has for you." I want to pause right here to elaborate on this scripture. Now think about this. This is important. This part right here. In every economy that God has ever dealt with man, or in every dispensation, there has always been with God a legal side and with man a vital side. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, there's always a God part, and then there's always a man part, or mankind. God will always speak or declare his part of what he has done. The vital part, to make it a reality, is man's part, that part that he must activate and make real in his own personal walk with God. Let me give you an Old Testament example. In Deuteronomy 1:8, God says to the children of Israel, "Behold," here's that word again, or "see," meaning to have vision. more specifically, 2020 vision with God. Have the kind of vision that God has. He says in this passage, see, I have given you the land. Now you must go in and possess it. So there's a God part where he declares that he's given them the land. But there's also the manward part. Legally, God has given them the land. But the vital part was for them to go in and possess the land by faith. In Numbers 13, we find this story once again, where the people were told to go into the land and possess it. But because of their poor vision and how they viewed themselves, they were unable to enter the promised land. Their vision was obstructed. It was poor. They saw themselves as weak and as grasshoppers. When God gives us a word, trust me, my friend, it's settled. You can take it to the bank. For God cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie. For if he said, I have set before you an open door and no man can shut, this question is, what do you see? What do you see is the question. In the New Testament, we can find promises that God has made us. God has made us certain promises that he wants us to have. And he has said in his word that in Ephesians 1 and 7, he said that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you notice, but in every one of these passages of scripture, God speaks in the past tense. He says it also again in 2 Peter 1 and 3. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. See, you have to understand, God is in a different realm than we are. God lives in one big eternal now. We live in this three-dimensional world, which is confined to time. We live by time. But God is outside of time. He lives in one big eternal now. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is now. And in order to contact God, we must contact him by faith. Now, in John 3 and 2, once again, we have another passage of scripture. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. It could be better said like this. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in health to the degree that your soul prospers first. You must first have soul prosperity in your life before you can actually have the reality in your life. So we have to keep that in mind. I want to leave you with some key principles, a prescription, something that will assist you. For the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Your mind goes in the direction of your most dominant thought, and your mind is housed in your soul. Your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions, and your imagination are all housed in your soul. This is the control center of your life, and your life will go in the direction of whatever is the most dominant thought. Where the mind goes, the body will follow. You have to keep that in mind. So as we close out this evening, my brothers and sisters, I want to leave with you some key principles, some key things that will help you, that will assist you to have 2020 vision for what you desire to get on the other side of that open door that God has for you. Can you see it? Can you perceive it? Do you understand what is on that other side? For he has given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God has blessed you with all blessings in Christ Jesus. It's up to me to step out in faith through that open door and claim what is rightfully mine in this new year. So what I'm going to do is leave you with some important parts that you need to keep in mind as you go forward in this year. Number one, you're going to have and create the right mindset. That is most important. You're going to have to commit to the word, the principles of God, in order to win in 2020. It's time to go in, my friend, and possess the land and enjoy every good thing that God has given to you in 2020. Number one, I want to leave with you. I must see myself in my future now. I cannot relegate the future to hope. I must seize the future now. In my soul, I must see myself as already possessing those things that I desire of God. I must see them in my soul first. I must prosper. I must see it and possess it before it would ever become a reality in my life. Number two, I must speak into my future now. I must use my tongue to speak what I am seeing, what I believe is true. I must say that over and over to myself, because out of sight becomes out of mind. If you do not remind yourself over and over of the things that belong to you of God, you will have a tendency to let them slip and forget them. It is important that you remind yourself daily of the things that God has given you to possess. Your tongue is a steering wheel that will take you to your destination. It's like a little rudder on a cruise ship. You set that little rudder on a cruise ship and you don't have to worry about anything else, because eventually it's going to turn that 200-400 ton cruise ship in the direction that it needs to go to get to the destination that has been set by the navigational system, which is your tongue. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Speak life to your life daily. Say things like, I'm on top. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and never beneath. I am more than a conqueror. Speak positively over yourself on a regular basis. Remind yourself of who you are in Christ. Everything that Christ is, you are right now. For as he is, so are we in this world. We are one with him. We are co-heirs together with him. And therefore, everything that belongs to Christ belongs to me. And I need to take my faith and seize the opportunities that God has presented for me this year with 2020 vision, realizing that it belongs to me. It's my birthright. It is mine. I claim it now in the name of Jesus. That is what you have to say, my friend. You have to speak to yourself. Speak to yourself positively and tell yourself where you're going and where you're headed on a regular basis. And the last thing, my friend, you have to step. Number three, step into your future now. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. I must act out what I believe God has said to me. So I thank you this evening for being a part of this broadcast and coming in as a listener. And with a quick recap, let me just give you this recap of 2020 vision that you should have for this year to walk through and into the open door that God has provided for you. Go possess everything that God has set aside for you this year, my friend. Seize it and take it by faith. The faith of God is what is important. Utilize the faith of God. And number one, remember this. You got to think right. Number two, you got to see right. Number three, you got to speak right. And number four, you got to step into your future right now. Thank you for listening and good night.
We can't end the podcast tonight without giving those of you who do not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior an opportunity to get to know Jesus, to get to know the Father as truly Abba Father. So Melvin will lead you at this point in a word of prayer.
Just share with you, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please simply pray the following prayer in faith, and Jesus will be your Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I am saved. You also said in your word, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? In Luke 11, 13. I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. In Jesus' name, amen. Your destiny.